All right, it is Wednesday morning. If you've ever wanted to see Eric Clapton in concert in a small, intimate venue, this Friday night, Journeyman, a tribute to Eric Clapton, will be at the Lexington Village Theater. And joining us right now from that performance group, Sean Hagg. Sean, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Paul. How you doing?
I'm doing well. When did you fall in love with the blues?
A long time ago, probably like when I was a kid.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
Rifling through my dad's record collection.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he didn't like a lot of blues, but he had, you know, like the Best of Cream, and he had a few other things that were, you know, bands that were influenced by the blues. So once I really dug into, you know, who influenced those guys, that's when I started pulling up names like, you know, Muddy Waters and Robert Johnson and Freddie King and you know, the list goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you started playing at a pretty early age too, didn't you?
Yeah, I picked up a guitar when I was 12 or 13, something like that.
And so a lot of times, you know, when a kid picks up a guitar, he starts to realize, I can go places with this, I can do things. When did you realize that you really wanted to perform?
You know, when I was 17, I grew up in Massachusetts in the original House of Blues in Boston, which was this little, tiny, like 200-seat little shack-looking thing. They had this contest. It was anyone under the age of 18 in all of New England could enter it. It was blues, rock, and jazz categories. And I had been playing pretty fiercely for a while, just sitting in my room, playing for nobody, you know, just hours and hours and hours, driving my family nuts, playing the guitar every day, every night. And I said, you know, I'm going to enter this thing and we'll see what happens. And I entered it. They said, come on down to the House of Blues. I'd never performed in front of anybody, and there I was at a packed house at the House of Blues with a backing band. And I won the best blues category, and that was it. I was 3 months away from graduating high school. I wasn't going to college. I was taking a year off to figure out what I wanted to do, where I could go with this guitar, and that was it. That told everybody, this is what I'm doing.
And the rest, as they say, is history, and you've been performing ever since. Sean, when did you put together Journeyman? How did this all come together?
It's only been about a year and a half. I have had the opportunity to be a sideman for some great people over the years, like Kenny Wayne Shepherd and Amos Lee and John Waite, who just played the Lexington Village Theater, and he loved it. You know, years and years of being a sideman was awesome, but it also meant I was on someone else's schedule. And I have two kids now, and I was kind of tired of doing that. I missed a lot of things. I missed my sister's wedding. I missed this, that, and the other thing. And I just wanted to do something on my own for once. So I said, what am I going to do? What's that going to be? And I decided to do a tribute to Eric because I just know the music so well. I know all the guitar parts. I got the tone down. I know all the words. I've been able to work on making my voice sound as much like his as possible. And I said, we'll see how it goes. If 50 people come out to the first couple of shows, we'll keep going on. If no one comes, hey, I gave it a try, you know, back to something else. But the first couple of shows, it was 100 people. Then 5 months in, it was 250 people. And now just about everywhere we go, except for one or two shows along the way, there's been 200 to 300 people there the first time in to see us. So,
Do you know if Eric Clapton is aware of your act at all?
You know, I get asked that a lot. I'm not sure. He might be. I know a lot of these guys at some level are aware that there are tributes out there to them,
sure.
Whether or not they pay attention to it, I'm not sure. But I guess the good news is he hasn't said anything. So if he hated it or told me to stop it, you know.
I would think that would be weird as a performer, you know, to know that there are people out there doing your act. They say that imitation is the highest form of flattery. So I think that's it would probably be pretty well received. Obviously, if you're getting big audiences, then you're doing something right. What's it like to become somebody else? I mean, there's probably a little element of acting, and I don't mean that you're coming out and really trying to convince everybody that you are Eric Clapton, but you got to become the performer for the evening. I mean, what's that like?
There is a little bit, for sure. I mean, for me, it's kind of like almost too easy, because I literally have been listening to him and absorbing him since I was, you know, since I picked up a guitar, because it was Cream's Badge that really made me focus in on him. I've been playing guitar for like a year or less, and I heard that song. I was like, whoa, I want to play that, you know, that bridge part.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what's he doing? I want to do that. So I've just been absorbing that guy for years and years. And I just kind of happen to look like him too by chance. You know, it's kind of weird, but
that helps.
I kind of do. So that helps too. But, you know, I throw the suit on, I got the Clapton glasses, and I've studied him for so long that I almost naturally will make, you know, if he bends a certain way and he's playing, or if he's just standing a certain way, I just kind of know it. You know, I've watched too much video. I own every DVD. I've seen every YouTube fucking link, you know.
And that's really awesome for the audience because, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, if any of us are lucky enough to see Eric Clapton in concert, it's going to be at, you know, an arena somewhere where we're probably going to be about a mile away from the stage. This is an intimate setting where for, you know, a couple of hours we can convince ourselves that we're at an Eric Clapton concert and be right there in front of the stage. It's really a cool experience.
Yeah, if you can even see him anymore. I mean,
he's not on the road that much, is he?
No, he hasn't done a real U.S. tour in, boy, 6-7 years, I think, at least. And I don't think there will be another one. So, you know, we're just kind of carrying on the torch. And you know, that's one thing we get told a lot by people is that, you know, I'll go get off stage and someone will say, man, you know, I've seen him 10 times and you sound just like him. And I really didn't expect this tonight. And so it's nice to get that kind of reaction.
Well, awesome. As you know from your friend John Waite, the Lexington Village Theater is a really cool place to play. It's a nice, intimate setting. You're going to have a good crowd on hand, I think, on Friday night. Tickets still available. You can go to LexingtonVillageTheater.com to get them. Journeyman, tribute to Eric Clapton. Sean, thanks for joining us this morning, and have a great show on Friday.
Thank you, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye now.
See you. Bye.